Hello, everybody. This is Cheryl A. Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? Today's date is May 5th, 2020. Happy Cinco de Mayo. I just want to talk about motivation for a second. So the other day I did a test on myself because a lot of times when you're having conversations with people, you hear, I can't do this. I can't do it. I can't. This is why. Whatever. Right? And basically what I want to say about that is it takes 3 seconds to say it. And then it takes another 10 seconds to make up your mind why you can't do it. So if you put that, let's say 13 to 15 seconds into maybe trying to do something. Now granted, there are some things you're not going to be able to do. But I think getting out of bed and going for a walk is not a far stretch. In the pouring rain it might be. But on a regular day, it's really not. Even if you just took like a half a block, right? It's so easy to be lazy. And I know this now because I'm actually not currently working because of the coronavirus. But I am volunteering every day, pretty much, except for one. So I am out there. But basically what I'm saying is that maybe just take that time to just say, I can do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get myself out of bed and I'm going to take a walk. Or I'm going to get myself out of bed and I'm going to attempt to do something. Rather than just sitting and complaining. Because that is not going to help you at all. Right? Anyway, the other thing I wanted to say is about motivation, there's a lot of things that tie into it. It's things that have been instilled in you ever since you were a child, maybe a young adult, maybe an adult. I don't really know how old you are, so it's kind of hard. But anyway, when you're constantly hearing, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't be this, you can't do that. That's all that's in your mind, right? But let's turn that around to you can. And make an attempt to do it. And it may be challenging the first couple of weeks, maybe the first 3 weeks. But guess what? That 3 weeks, you tried to do something. And you made an attempt. Like I have, my thing is writing. I always say, okay, I'm going to put an hour away a day. And I'm going to do some writing, right? Sometimes I make it, sometimes I don't because I do other things. But I may not be writing what I'm supposed to be writing, but I am, however, doing something else. Whether it be a podcast, writing a song, or maybe writing something on Facebook, or something that's work-related. These are things I do all the time. But anyway, I'm just saying, just when you pencil in your day, and if you are working right now, good for you. But if you're not working, just say, and I don't know what time everybody gets up, but like me, I get up at like 3-4 o'clock every morning. That never changes. I wish it would, but it don't. But I'm just saying, like, if you pencil in after you get up, you have your coffee, you eat your breakfast, and then you go work out or try to work out, right? You got to try it. You can't say you're not going to. You got to do something because if your body starts moving, that's not a good thing at any age. Okay? Anyway, that's all I want to say to you guys. I hope you have an amazing day. And I know that you're going to practice this motivation. And I cannot wait to have some feedback if you could. You can either send me an email at lucky7158@AOL.com. You can message me on this podcast. Or you can become my friend on Facebook. It's Cheryl A. Nocera. Okay? Anyway, I hope you have an amazing day. Again, happy Cinco de Mayo. Have a great day. Bye.